Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you serious?
Hello, welcome to another episode of How to Kill an Hour, the show where we talk about the internet. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
I'm Sean.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. How's things?
I'm not bad, you know, bruv. Not bad. Finally well again. I keep promising I won't bang on about it, but I just want to say thank you to the powers of medicine. If no, people wouldn't know what I'm doing if I do that with my hands in the car. But I just, modern medicine, fantastic. Fantastic.
When you saying recently that if it wasn't for antibiotics, you wouldn't be here anymore?
I'd be dead, bruv. I would be dead.
Mad.
I'd have died of a cold. What a crap way to go. What a
You take antibiotics for a cold? Come on, bro.
Well, it was a cold that turned into an infection. You know, just come on, man. Okay, I'm not wastage of antibiotics and then pouring into our water supply, turning everyone into gay frogs. Where's he going with that one? Nice way to kick off the new year with a little bit of wacky conspiracy theory. Obviously, I'm joking. But yeah, this is the show where Sean and I talk about the internet. We find some jokes on the internet. We find some cool... I can't wait to talk about the killer bit, the cool stuff, the tech stuff. Sean has found something that is not cool, but extremely cool at the same time. See what I did there? And also, we've got some wacky stories from all over the world. So without further ado, Sean, can we jump into our jokes of the start of the year, by the way, so I'm like, don't know where all the buttons are, but can we step into our jokes of the
week?
I've got a few short ones and one long one. Bro, do you know what? I'm more than happy for you to just get all of yours out of your system, and then I'll throw mine right back at you, bro.
Damn,
I've had you in mind for some of these jokes. I know it means they're gonna be spicy, bruv. But yeah, man. So yeah, if this is your first time listening to this, Sean and I scour the internet for a couple of jokes here. Sometimes they're dad jokes, which means they're not too good, and sometimes they're absolutely hilarious, with the hilarious ones coming from you, Sean.
Oh, you're too kind. This guy's firing me up, man. Jeez. All right, let's kick off. I'm going to kick off with a long form. Three guys are drinking in a bar when a drunk comes in, staggers up to the counter and points at the guy in the middle, shouting, "Your mum's the best sex in town." Everyone expects a fight, but the guy ignores him. So the drunk wanders off and bellies up to the bar at the far end. 10 minutes later, the drunk comes back, points at the guy and says, "I just did your mum and it was sweet." Again, the guy refuses to take the bait and the drunk goes back to the far end of the bar. 10 minutes later, he comes back and announces, "Your mum liked it." Finally, the guy interrupts, "Go home, dad, you're drunk." Oh man, I just got like the most wateriest eyes of all time.
No, it's all right for you to laugh at your own joke, Sean. It's okay.
Cry laughing, and I haven't even got through half of it. Jeez.
Yeah, wicked.
All right. I've got to be honest. I don't know if either of us have said this one previously, but it tickled me.
It's so nice. We've got to say it twice.
What's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
I don't know. What's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
One snatches your watch, the other watches your snatch. So dumb. Oh, dear. All right, this one, yeah. And I've got two short form ones. All right. I asked my wife if I was the only one she's been with. She said, Yeah, the others were at least sevens or eights. And last but not least, this is more of a cuss than a joke, but it tickled me.
Okay.
Trampolines used to be called jumpalines until your mum jumped on one back in the 70s.
Do that again. Sorry.
Oh man.
I have to hear that again. Go ahead.
Trampolines used to be called jumpalines until your mum jumped on one back in the 70s.
Should we bring back a Your Mum Jokes episode? We need to do it.
Your
Mum Jokes montage. Because we had the disses last week, didn't we? Like the underhanded disses. Was it the week before? Like, when was that?
The ones about like stepping in the water with like fresh socks on.
Yeah. Both sides of your pillow be warm. That was it, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed those.
All right, maybe we have to come back with it. All right. Yeah. And I got one long... I got a couple of short forms and then I got a long form after, if that's all right with you, yeah?
Do it.
A father was washing his car with his son. After they were done, his son asked, couldn't have you... By the way, if you're first listening to this episode, I can't read.
I was going to say, is it one of those days again?
Yeah, it is. Oh my God. A father was washing his car with his son. After they were done, his son asked, couldn't you use a sponge? I feel like
that's on the level of like what's white and can't climb a tree. Yes. Those kind of ones.
What's red and feels like a brick? What's it?
No.
What's red
and bad for your teeth?
A brick. All right. Oh. Here's another one. And the Lord said unto John, come forth and you shall receive eternal life. But John came fifth, so he won a toaster. Sorry. People rage, just flinging off their headphones.
Yeah, I've just got like Bruce's Price is Right or something. One of them.
All right, I'm going to say this twice, right? I'm going to say it once with the voice. Don't be scared, by the way. Once with the accent and once without it, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Mickey Mouse is talking to his lawyer and his lawyer says, I'm sorry, Mickey, you can't divorce Minnie on the grounds that she's incredibly silly. Mickey says, I didn't say she's incredibly silly. I said she's fucking goofy.
I saw this one recently, bro. And it tickled me.
Is that better with or without a
No, better.
Okay.
You're good at the little impersonation voices. I appreciate
all right.
it.
All right. So there you go. Absolutely. That was Mickey saying, I didn't say she's incredibly silly. Sorry. I didn't say she's incredibly silly. I said she's fucking goofy. There you go. Right. Slightly longer one. And I think you may have told me this before in the past, but you know what? So nice. We've got to say it twice. New year, reset, new me, whatever. Maybe I'll read this. If I read this all the way through, maximum points for me. He says, Sean's like, no, that's just normal. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson decide to go on a camping trip. Have I read this one?
I did.
Oh, for fuck. Should I do it anyway? Fuck it.
I like this one. Go.
Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson decide to go on a camping trip. I'll do the voices as well.
Trying to shout the punchline out.
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson decide to go on a camping trip. After dinner and a bottle of wine, they lay down for the night and go to sleep. Some hours later, Holmes awoke and nudged his faithful friend. Watson, look up at the sky and tell me what you see. Watson replied, I see a million stars. Sherlock said, what does that tell you? Watson pondered for a minute. Astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, I observe that Saturn is in Leo. Horologically, I deduce that the time is approximately 3:15. Theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful and that we are small and insignificant. Meteorologically, I suspect that we'll have a beautiful day tomorrow. What does it tell you, Holmes? Holmes sighed deeply and then said, Watson, you idiot! Someone's stolen our tent! There you go.
Hey, bro, you did so well until the meteorologically.
Meatballogically.
That's a great one.
Meatballogically.
And also, we're like, both of us are like, big fans of Sherlock. And big fans of Elementary.
Yeah. Do you know what? I never finished watching it, you know? So
what?
Even if I did though, I think it's been long enough for me to forget it all and go again. But one of my New Year's resolutions, Sean, was kind of to only watch new TV, because I realised if I keep going back and watching old stuff, I will never watch any new TV.
Did you deduce that?
I meteorologically deduced it myself. Yeah, because there's so much new stuff out there, and I'm already doing that weird thing where I don't like watching things weekly, because, you know, let's just move on to our killer bit, where we talk about ways we've been killing time. Because last week, if you remember, this is me doing a highlight. This is actually me doing it live, but I pretend last week. Reacher, great show, right? I can't wait to watch the rest of it. We're back in now today. That was a good clip.
Previously on How to Kill a Law.
Sean, what do you think of that new Reacher show?
9 out of 10.
And that was basically, that's where we were last week. So even with the new Reacher show, because they're not releasing all the episodes at once, I got held back.
I got stung.
What happened?
I didn't realise.
I was
watching them up until ep 5, mm-hmm. and then I looked at the eps and I went, mm-hmm. nah, it can't be the last episode. Mm-hmm. And then realised that each Friday one's going to get released, and then I got pissed off.
I'm off it. I'm staying away until I can get the rest of it binged down. That's the way TV works nowadays. Yep. Yes, you're in control, streaming companies. You will take my extra shekels every month now because you made me wait for it. But I'm in control of when I watch it. Yep.
If I'd known, I would have done the same thing.
How have you found it so far? Because, like, again, if you weren't listening to last week's episode where I said stuff like, I'm probably one of the biggest fans of Jack Reacher in the whole wide world, and I've read all the books, and I can't wait to listen to this, watch this and the rest of the episode.
And you gave us some backstory into the fact that his brother, he's going to be writing some of this. Man's busy on the show.
Sound a little bit like this. And the author's brother is writing the latest books.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Do you know it was exactly like that?
Yeah, exactly like that. Do you remember anything else you might have said last week?
No.
Damn. but the author is, like I said last week, is his brother is helping him write the books, because the actual author is getting really plugged into the production process, he says as well. And I can feel it, brother. I can feel it's Reacher.
I think I've watched up until episode 5 and it feels like 10 minutes. It feels like 10 minutes of watching it. It's flown by, and I was vexed. Yeah.
I love his brother. I just love the character. I love the quip. Is he full of quips as well? Is he still quipping?
He's full of quips. Where are you at?
Do you know what I did? Like a saddo, I rewatched the first 3 episodes, and I'm not going to let myself watch any more until the rest comes out. Because I watched the first 3 and I kind of watched them, but I didn't watch them with the same delight and the same focus that I usually do.
Oh, you've done the right thing.
Yeah, you've done the right.
I would have stopped earlier if I had clocked. I think episode 6 is out, but I'm not going to wait. I'm waiting. Can I just say?
Yeah.
You recommended for me to start watching something last week, and I've got through the first season. Yeah. And a couple eps as well.
I'll play a little clip of last week. Sean, I know you're kind of, apparently, I don't know if you'll forget me saying this to you, but you shouldn't try and watch all of Jack Reacher, because they're going to slowly bring it out.
Oh, cheers, bro.
Yeah, no problem. So whatever you do, don't listen up to episode 5.
What should I watch instead?
You should try Slow Horses.
Slow Horses?
It's got Gary Oldman in it. It's another textbook adaptation, but there's loads of books. There's like, I think it's like 20 books or so, and they start off with book 2, but there's 3 seasons out, right? And you can watch all those 3 seasons while you're waiting for Jack Reacher. So what I suggest is definitely don't watch any more Jack Reacher. Just watch Slow Horses.
Maybe
just don't forget that Jack Reacher is going to come out like weekly.
Oh, do you know what? I really wish that I remembered the conversation from last week.
Do you know what's mad if you're watching the video for this? Like, we're wearing last week's clothes, even though last week's clothes are different. Anyway, but yeah, it's fine because it's out now on Apple TV, like the first season. They are doing the drip feed with the seasons in a very different way, which I said is you see the highlights for the next season. So did you see highlights for season 2 when season 1 ended? Because they're shooting them back to back. Because I've seen highlights for the 4th season, the third season's finished.
This is the thing though, whenever I see stuff like that, if I know I'm going to watch it, I want to flick it off because I don't like spoilers. It's like, you know,
trailers.
Bruv, I'm like, you know how bad it is sometimes when someone says, oh, have you seen blah? And you think back on it and you think,
I might have watched the film, but I might just have seen the trailer.
Yeah.
I do know the whole plot and everything that's going on.
And they're ruthless in trailers. They really will, to get your bum in the cinema, show you the best shot of the whole film.
Yeah, 100%.
In the trailer.
Many times.
Yeah.
Just the same.
Yeah. Just, yeah, man.
Hey, can I just say?
Mm-hmm.
Wicked, like Slow Horses.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Apple TV has got some really good Ted Lasso.
Yeah. I've only seen the first season of Ted Lasso, but I'm about to rewatch it and then go on to two.
I'm going to do that because I made it through the first season, but I wasn't watching it. I can't remember. No, but not enough brain cells. So yeah, I will rewatch it. But Slow Horses, you've got two more seasons to go. And Gary Oldman, he's probably in my top five actors of all time now because of what he's done across the board. We'll forget the dreadlock, role that he did. But yeah, bro, fantastic, fantastic actor.
Great characters. I'm already seeing some character development, storyline. He is gritty. He doesn't give a shit. And I love it. He murks people and is savage.
Can you see why I struggle by trying to play a drinking game watching it? Like every time he murks someone, have a sip of your drink, or every time they use an F-bomb. So he's like,
I remember, you did a slow one, which was every time they mentioned the place that you've been to in London, something like that.
Every time you see somewhere you've actually been to in real life, which for us.
Yeah, because I was watching that being like, oh shit, that's Monaghan Station.
Yeah, it's wicked, man. But you liked it, yeah?
Top recommendation. If anyone hasn't started watching it,
yeah,
and if you're into like crime stuff, like I'll be shocked if you didn't like it. It's great.
And I know it's fictional and it's spy world.
Do like some espionage.
But do you not feel the grittiness of it makes it feel a bit more realistic?
Yeah,
because spies are real people, and we all like think of spies as being super good looking, sexy people, but they're not. Like
just random anyone's, isn't it?
You'd never know. Yeah. Any Jeff.
Otherwise,
could be
if
a spy.
You look like a spy,
yeah,
you're not a good spy, innit?
Horrible at surveillance. Horrible. If you walk in a room and turn heads, you have to be.
If you walk in and everyone goes, oh, Mrs. Unseen. James Bond.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not a good spy.
Yeah. You can't even order martini if you're a spy. Even if you're really inconspicuous and you love a martini, you can't, man. You just have to be like, Diet Coke. Have a beer, please. But yeah, man, I'm so glad you liked it, Sean. I'm so fucking happy you liked it because.
You're sick.
I love it, man. And season one's great. Season one is the second book. And
why
I don't know
which the second book.
I don't know. The Reacher, I don't know. I reckon it's studios because when Tom Cruise did Jack Reacher, he didn't go for the first book.
Wait. We're talking about Reacher or something?
I'm just saying it's a studio decision sorry, I wasn't very clear.
No, but Slow Horses is based on books.
It's based on books and Jack Reacher is based on books.
Yeah.
And when it's interesting, when they did the first Jack Reacher film, Tom Cruise didn't go for the first book, but now I feel like because Andrew Child has more input, when they did the first Reacher series, which have you gone back and watched that?
Which one?
The first Jack Reacher series, because you're watching. Have you watched? Because are you watching the second series?
Yeah, I watched the first season.
Oh, the first season. Type. First season's the first book.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one with his brother in it, right?
Yeah,
that's the first book.
That's the first book. I reckon that Tom Cruise didn't use the first book because the guy wasn't as hench, and then he thought,
probably
it's not believable. I'm too hench.
Yeah, 100%. He was like, he's not big enough.
Yeah,
for my stature,
it's gonna be weird if I play him. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm gonna have to like slim down.
Yeah, shorten down as well. Shorten down for the. So yeah, like and I said this last week. I'm sorry, I said this last week. Reacher looks so much more like Reacher in this series. He looks so much hencher. So as I was saying last week, is he looks a lot hencher, and the more I've seen it, is he just, I feel like he's really embodied the character
more. You were saying that initially in the first season, he was so gassed about getting the role that maybe he wasn't allowing the full everything coming out. He was maybe a little bit tentative. Or
who does their best work on the first day of the job? No one.
True that.
No one. You can be as busy as you want, but you know when you're comfortable in your job, you've passed probation, which was probably the first season, you settle in a little bit. Mm. That is when you can turn up to work.
Like anything,
do your thing.
If you're more comfortable,
yeah,
then you usually allow the talent to flourish.
Yes. Mm. And I'm hoping that, you know, I was actually sadly thinking today during like my little lunch break when I was eating my little meatballs and pasta, I was thinking, I hope they do like 10 seasons of this, bruv. Because it's Sean, they only get better.
Yeah,
and all the supporting actors, they look, do you not feel like they work well together. Like, you get the kind of this is proper Jack Reacher fucking promo, but it's not, we just love it. It's you get the chemistry between the characters. Like, he's their commander, but they have, but he doesn't want it too formal, but if he tells them to do shit, he wants them to do shit, but they still can have banter in it. Like, Neely will be like, oh, shut up, you waste, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, dickhead, isn't it? Like, oh, smart move. Do you know what I mean? Or they cuss him for being, for not having a house and being, and living like a tramp, basically, is what they say
with
to
his
him.
With his toothbrush.
Yeah.
Are you unpacked? Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and the line, the line which they took from the book, because when they broke his toothbrush, he's like, in the book, he's like, oh, I'm a bit upset because they turned over the room, and he picks up his toothbrush and he goes, oh, they've broken all of my possessions. And he sellotapes it together, doesn't he? Yeah, man. So I'm going to continue watching. But sorry to cut over you. You're liking Slow Horses.
I started watching a couple of random ones before I started watching, before you recommended Slow Horses. I started watching Night Agent. Got like two episodes. I wasn't really feeling that too much. I did, however, start watching The Heist Berlin, and I haven't watched any of, I've watched like maybe the first couple of episodes of the first ever. Nice. Also, best in Spanish, I do like to, and I ended up watching the rest of Lupin. That is, I'm very much into. Have you seen it?
I've not seen it. Should I get onto it?
Yeah.
French, innit?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
A little bit French.
I'll get onto it. I've got time for it.
You'll enjoy it 100%.
I'm going to throw one more trashy one at you before we move on to how you've been killing time with some tech this week. I watched the rest of the Squid Games Netflix.
The reality one. TV thing.
Fantastic. I'm not a big fan of reality TV, but it's great because it's Squid Gamey. So it's actual Squid Games.
Yeah.
And they've put in other games as well to kind of throw everyone. And it's just like great watching. It's kind of like, because it's a new show, you haven't had people kind of knowing how to hack it yet. Okay. You know, like the first ever Big Brother was really interesting because these people didn't really know how they were going to get received. Whereas with this, people do know they're on reality TV, so they're trying to act larger than life. But they've got British people, they've got American people, they've got people from Asia, they've got people from Africa, they've got people from all over the world, it feels like, right? And you're getting, you're just seeing little interactions. So that there's one guy who's a bit cocky, right? And he's like, someone cusses him like a brother from like Blackburn or something like that, or from the Midlands, yeah, cusses him out and goes, oh, whatever, you jock, man. And he comes home and goes, listen, man, I ain't gonna say I'm gonna bust your ass because obviously we're on cameras and stuff, but you know, I might. Call me a jock again. And he goes, all right, you jock. Because America's not ready for that, man. He's like, all right, you jock. Yeah. That's what I thought, man. Yeah, go do nothing. Anyway, the guy like goes to walk away, like he's told him, goes, what? Oh. So there's that.
Okay.
And then there's the actual Squid Games. Did you watch Squid Games?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
It's just, it's a trivial watch, Sean. It's like wallpaper TV. Stick it on, watch it for a bit, have a laugh. I'm not saying it's going to change your life. It's not Slow Horses, but I enjoyed it, man. Anyway, forget all of that, man. Now for Tech of the Week. I'm really pressing that button too much today. I'm sorry.
Not at all.
Now, I'll be honest, Sean. I'm into my tech. I'm into my gadgets. Haven't been so well. So I've done a lot of laying on my back watching TV. We've spoken about enough TV today, but on the way into the record today, you threw something at me. I caught it. I looked at it. I thought it was a vaping device. I thought we were going to get high before the show. I didn't know what was going on. You looked at me with a smile. Then you produced a similar looking device. What are they, bruv?
Bro, these, I don't know where they've been my whole life, but they are an absolute game changer. And they are electronic hand warmers.
Jeez.
These guys.
Hold them up while you're talking to them so you can see on the camera.
These little guys here, they just slap together like this, if you want. But, bro, it's so blitz right now that this was the perfect opportunity. And because I'm off to Whistler 2 days, and it is nice. Minus 20, bro. Minus 20 equates to, if you have any skin showing, it feels like someone's stabbing you.
So, is that an actual fact?
I've done minus 20 wind chill before, and that's how it felt like. I had like a belly on, and you know, if like one of you, if anything gets snagged a little bit and you have like a tiny bit of skin exposed, bruh.
Yeah, I've done like minus 17 real temperature, so it was like north.
Where was
Sweden.
That? Oh, Sweden.
Oria. Sorry, I was saying it wrong. And we went.
You have to make that mad face.
Yeah, Aria. I can't quite say it right. Because it's like the A with the thing over the top of it. Oh, yeah, okay, thing. Okay. It's cold, so cold that we were filming with drones and they just fell out the sky because the batteries just couldn't work in that temperature.
Yeah, see, this is why I was thinking that. So these guys, they they got like three temperature settings, but on the lowest one, you felt it, man. Like
warm,
proper warm,
very warm.
Like you're holding like a fresh cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. Warm,
yeah, warm. In the minus 20,
mm-hmm.
is that going to last for 5 minutes? Because it says it. I mean, I've tested them. You do get close to 8 hours off a single charge,
mm-hmm.
but when it's minus 20, you might get 8 minutes.
Thing is, though, are you going to put them in your gloves and turn them on?
Or just in my pockets?
Just
or,
in your pockets. Because if they're in your gloves and on, your body heat will keep them warm and they'll stay at a decent temperature.
Guy.
Yeah.
This I think guy, so. Not just a pretty face, bro.
Thank you very much. New year, new comments. But yeah, if you keep them in, even if you keep them in your pockets, I think it will be a warmer environment than if they were just on the table, that might be too cold for them.
But the thing is in the past, I've had my phone
mm-hmm.
in my pocket
mm-hmm.
and that's ended up like battery's gone in like no time at all.
Okay.
So I wonder.
Can you stuff them in your gloves and still ski? I don't know. Or can you put them on an inner layer? Or is that a redundant thing to do? Do your hands get cold when you ski?
Hey, you know what it is? My hands will get cold when they probably will get cold when I ski, but it will be nice when you stop to be able to you can tuck them in your gloves for a bit
mm-hmm.
whilst you're on the lift or
yeah.
in the gondola or one of them ones.
Yeah. What they need to do is they need to sell a pair of gloves with those. Can you say what brand they are and what they cost and all that kind of stuff?
This brand I got is called O'Cooper.
Okay.
I did look at a number of them. The reason I went for these ones, because they are light
mm-hmm.
and very slim.
Yes.
That was a big thing for me. I didn't want to feel like I had an extra two phones in my pocket, because some of them are quite a bit chunky.
I would say for size wise, by the way, they're probably like a 2010, slightly thicker than a 2010 Motorola flip phone. That's like, break it in half though.
Yeah.
For one hand, one for each hand. Yeah. And they do.
Yo, that's mad.
Right?
The V50.
That was it. Were we polyphonic then?
Bro, these are 20 quid.
What? Value for money. And good for the environment, because I use the tea bag hand warmer things, where it's chemical reaction. You get one blow and throw away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So looking after the environment, keeping the digits warm.
Mm-hmm. Is it USB-C charging?
USB the charger it comes with is a split charger. So you can charge them at the same time.
Nice.
They go from empty to about full charge in a couple of hours, two and a half hours, something like that.
So you're going to top them up every night when you're skiing, or maybe not even top them up once a day?
I'll probably end up topping them up every day, but there has been, I think back to previous times I've been skiing, being like, yo, these are going to be a game changer. So,
yeah.
And also, it's absolutely blitz today. So it's like 2 degrees or something.
Yeah. So, do you know what? For those, if the only thing I'd want is if they had skiing gloves just for them.
Bro,
with
you can get like heated gloves. And also you can probably like get ones with just have a little zip and then you could just slide them in into the pouch.
Mm.
Nice bit of warmth there.
Yeah. No, but I think it'd be cool. Those are cool because they're not just for skiing. You could like, it's London, as we record this, we're about to have minus temperatures.
Mm.
It has snowed a bit today.
It has.
And it's been rough. So those, you could just roll with them in your pocket. Have you just been rolling with them in your pocket? It's just
on the way to work, everything on the, even on the tube and that, I'm just sitting there with my hands. I'm feeling very smug. I'm not going to lie.
So basically look around. If you see someone smug on the tube, like super smug, go, Sean. Sean, like that.
I'll be looking around for people who look extremely cold, just so I feel even more smug.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna whip them out and start shaking the sweat off your hands, going, phew.
Bit too warm, if anything, isn't it?
It's backing off your top. Just wearing a t-shirt holding them, man. They sound flipping cool, man. Really, really good. And good value for money as well. 20 quid, man. I'd probably pay more for them if it meant that I was not gonna have chapping hands.
Bro,
I'll go for it.
I'm not gonna lie, I would drop. Yeah. But I would probably drop double that for warm hands.
Yeah.
On a night out, bro.
Yeah, man.
Hands in each pocket.
Yeah, man.
Just there, like, all snug.
Yeah,
snug and smug.
What about foot ones? Do you reckon we could have a foot one?
I could just tuck one of these into my sock, you know?
Okay. Over the top of your socks on your boots or whatever, if you had enough space. But yeah, I don't know. I like them. I feel like they'll be popular amongst skiers and drug dealers. So... They go work the streets, bruv. They gotta work them streets. But no, they look really, really, all joking aside, they look really good, man. Let me know how you get on with them. I'd like to hear post Canada, what the vibes are like, what the powder's like. talking like I know about skiing, yeah.
Oh, skiing.
Oh, yeah, sorry, not drug dealing. Okay. Two different types of powder. Yeah, sorry. But yeah, thank you for the killer bit, Sean. I think it's time for the next part of the show, which is last week. Oh, sorry, wrong button.
You didn't tell me. You didn't kill any time this week?
It's the TV stuff, bro. Stuff, like I said.
You haven't been all that active.
Yeah, man. I've been playing a free app called Word Trip, where it's just a circle of words and you have to like make words out of it. I've been doing that because it's like pick up and put down. Free app. Try it.
Gets the brain ticking.
It has helped me find what, like, I'm better at it. I'm not very good at finding words in like word searches and stuff like that. And this is like it's like you get a little circle of letters and then you have to make like 7 or 8 words out of it. And you get little bonus points. There's ads in it. But what I do is I just let the ads play, use it as a little break, look away.
Fair play.
Crack on. Actually, yeah,
that's, I remember like my pops doing like cryptic crosswords back in the day. And he would do that thing where he would write the letters out in a circle sometimes not anagrams, but I can't remember the word now. But yeah, he would do that.
Really?
Yeah, as like a visual cue to try and,
because in the app they come as a circle.
Okay.
And then you can press a button and fill them around. So there you go. Something that doesn't cost anything. There you go. It's January. It's a long month.
It is.
Yeah.
So if you want a long month.
It's a long month. Yeah. So Word Trip. Type it in. I've honestly been loving it. There's a stat. They've gamified it and they've got a fucking stat which has got me by the balls, bruv. You know what percentage of people in the world have completed the level you're on? And I'm like down at 25%. I want to be in the top 1%, bro.
Oh, so that's got a target.
And I know the more I play, the less that number's going to drop because that's a tight number. And obviously the whole world's playing. And if everyone's like me, everyone's going to be trying harder every single time. So it's got me, bro. I'm going to be playing. I want to get in the top 1% and I want to stay in the top 1%. They've made it into Apex Legends. I want to stay at Apex. But yeah, no, free app, honestly, Sean, loving it. Cracking on with it. And then, yeah, just watching. I've been watching old Star Trek stuff, which I've banged on about on the show enough time over the years anyway, man. So that's it, man. So, yeah, sorry. That was premature. Now it's time for
Stories
of the Week.
what have you got for us this week?
All right, cool. Well, let's just jump straight into it. Britain's oldest male stripper shares weirdest jobs, including a 250-person funeral.
I'm unsure where to start on this one.
A male stripper who has been taking his clothes off for 38 years.
How old is this, Donnie?
I'll get to that in just a sec, actually, because he's the world's oldest. Let's just say he's been stripping for longer than we've been on this earth, right? A male stripper who's been taking off his clothes for 38 years has bared all about his career, including the time he performed at a 250-person funeral. Just to be clear, it's not 250 people that died. It's a funeral with 250 guests, just to be clear. Mike Stratton started stripping in 1986, and throughout his career, he's performed a full Monty dance routine at a woman's funeral, had to have a tetanus jab after being bitten on the bum, and was even once booked by the Russian mafia.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
he's got stories, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's got stories. The 55-year-old who runs his own stripper agency says he has no plans to slow down as he's still receiving bookings and wowing crowds. Is this the agency where whoever you book, he comes? That's... You know,
no pun intended though.
Yeah. I feel like that. Mike is from Wigan in Greater Manchester and says, you can't beat going on stage. The adrenaline buzz you get is incredible. I think that's kept me young. I call adrenaline a youth drug. And if you met me and talked to me, you wouldn't think that I was a 55-year-old man. In my head, I'm still 25 and I do my best to act it. Sean, your face. I've never seen you dumbfounded.
I was doing a calculation in my head because my maths is mad slow. So what you started tripping, he was like 17 or something.
55 minus 30. Oh, Christ. 30, 35. 19? That's a bit suspect. I think he's did it.
No, it's 55 to 50.
Is it?
Oh, God. 38.
That's embarrassing.
48, 58.
So you say it's 38 years he's been doing it for.
Right?
Oh, my God.
So. 17.
Oh my God. Well, let's not talk about the first year of his career. It's a bit unreasonable, isn't it? That's not very good. But I mean, he's carried on doing it and he's proud of it.
It
was only
86, isn't it?
Yeah. To be honest. Yeah.
The 80s.
Oh, good old 80s, yeah, where people just said, fuck it. 17, close enough to be a stripper. Go on, man. Wow. So yeah, basically, these days. When my agent throws me up and says, do you want to do a birthday gram? I ask, how old is she? If they're under 25, I'll say, listen, that's a bit young for me, but I'm all over the pensioners. They love me. Anybody over 50, I'm like catnip. That is wild, bruv. That is wild. He used to be a member of the Dream Boys, which was like a strip outfit. Sounds like, I wouldn't know, but it sounds like it. But yeah, but I mean, to market yourself as a stripper for just over 50s and say that you're all over them like catnip, I feel like he knows what he's doing.
Man's done a flow rider, bro. He's found a niche.
He's found his niche, he's done a flow rider / pitbull, right? Yeah, he's found his niche and he's dug in deep and he's going for it. These articles are littered with pictures of him wearing like stripper stuff, which is like, you know, like fireman, sailor, whatever. When he was 18, Sean and I have done the math, 17, he got his first job straight out of school as a male kissogram after impressing his seedy looking first boss. He spent 9 months as an IB for party rep in the 80s. Christ, who?
Might as well.
That, oh man, yeah. Before returning to the UK and joining the Dream Boys, in the late 90s, he founded his own group called the X-Men. Nice. Now I'm reading it. What are you, Cyclops? I always wanted to be in Take That, but I ended up in the Dream Boys. Bruv, you know early Doyle's Take That stuff? Like, I've been watching documentaries about old pop groups, and when you watch the first like Take That video or their first performances, bruv, them man were just in their pants and in the top, just dancing around, you know.
Nice.
Seriously, it was just it was less like guys wearing as little clothes as possible, oiled up dancing. Yeah, boy band, didn't it? Yeah. That was it. Simple.
I feel as if that has just continued and it still works to this day.
Sex sells, bruv. Come on, let's be honest, man. Let's be honest. Where are we at? Oh, there you go. And he recalled one specific incident in South Wales where one affectionate fan even bit him on the bottom. So that's where he must have had to get a tetanus shot because he got bitten on the bottom. That is wild. When he says affectionate fan, dog, human? I didn't even have to get a tetanus shot.
My brain initially went, oh yeah, he's got bitten by a dog.
Yeah. Then that would have been a rabies shot though, wouldn't it? You get me?
No, I think tetanus as well. I knew someone someone recently got bitten by a dog.
By a human, yeah. got bitten on the bum by her.
And I believe he had to go and get a tetanus shot.
Oh, wow, man.
Mm.
By a dog?
By a dog. On his bum.
That is wild. Dada Free, whose solo stage name is The Hustler, said, I always wanted to... Yeah, I already said that. Why are they repeating themselves, man? Horrible. Several times in the early days, when we were one of the only groups doing it in the country, we had to be rescued by doormen and ferried out the back exit. Because obviously he, instead of being like catnip for over 50s, he was catnip for the ladies then. And I will say...
Fighting them off, yeah.
I've seen stuff DJ and I've seen women act the wild, yeah, when we've had like acts on like boy bands. And also I've heard from people that run stag and hen do's, they say that you have to watch out for the hen do's. they are the naughtiest, bruv. Like, I've been on a stag do where we're shooting pellet guns. We're doing like aim, like you know, a bit archery, bit shooting and stuff. And he said when it's women, he has to wear like extra padding because they'll always shoot him in the bottom while he's like, this is the target. Whatever you do, don't pull the trigger. He says he always gets shot on a batty by them. I once stood there having a picture taken and all of a sudden I had a mad pain in my bum and turned around and there was a girl on her knees. Why is this article all messed up? I turned around and she'd bitten my bum. She drew blood.
Yo, that's just...
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
Come on, man.
I've still got scars on my back from where I've been scratched. I don't know what it is with women, but they seem to want a piece of you. Man, he's really selling himself. He's got to have a book. There you go. Here it is. Here's the money one, Sean. In the most bizarre booking, Mike and his troupe performed a full Monty dance routine next to a woman's coffin in 2006. Do you dance to? So many questions.
Yeah. Yep.
Whose mum in 2006 would be like, you know what I really want? I really want like some strippers dancing next to me. Their mum must have been a
regular. She was like, cat, dead or alive, all about that catnip. Get the hustler back.
Bring back the hustler. Yeah. Like her dying wish was probably like,
X-Men.
Man, I gotta be honest, if someone in my family, when my parents asked for something like that, I'd say, yeah, 100% not doing it. 100% haunt me, I'm not doing it. They were booked to fulfill the woman's last wish to reenact the iconic doll cue routine from the classic film in front of 250 mourners. So her dying wish was the full Monty.
Bro,
so they did Hot Stuff. That was the song. Gonna get some hot stuff.
I would have been intrigued as to see what the crowd reaction was like. Can you get, like, it's one of the ones, are you supposed to be mourning? Can you get into it? Because would people be looking at you being like, this one's a little bit excited, isn't it? Have some respect.
So
surely
one member of the audience could be like swinging their bra around, right? Or pants. Another member of the audience next to them could be crying, breaking down because they've lost someone, yeah?
Mm.
And you have to perform. You have to give it your all, Sean. You're a professional, yeah? You're part of the X-Men, bro. The X-Men bro, turn up.
At the end of the day,
yeah,
you got to think this.
Yeah,
what would the deceased party have wanted? And a party is what she wanted.
She wanted hot stuff.
She's not your standard bird. She was like, nah, I want something different and people are going to get on board for it.
Yeah. Freaking hell.
And you know what? The person who's swinging whatever piece of clothing they're swinging, they probably like swinging. I think that they're more in tune with the vibe of the deceased.
I hear that. I mean, great if she just came out of the coffin afterwards and was like, I just want to get to pay for a strip club. Or also, Sean, I'm hoping, right, that this wasn't a case of misunderstanding someone, because sometimes people do stuff like, oh, that's their favourite film, let's do this. Like, oh, you know, Sean likes The Matrix, so let's do a fancy dress party for him where we all dress up like someone from The Matrix. I hope she just didn't say, I love the full Monty film, and someone said, do you know what would be a great idea? We bring the full Monty to her to respect her, and she didn't want to do that. Because I like Star Trek stuff. I don't want a Starship Enterprise shaped coffin.
Maybe they said that, and she was like, yay, and they were like, at your funeral, she was like, what?
Actually, what? I died. She got so excited, bless her.
She got hustled, man.
Oh, man. At the church, I said to her son, so everybody knows this is happening. He went, oh no, there's only a couple of us who know. Oh my God.
As the rest of the, we'll call them the audience / funeral goers. What? I wouldn't, you'd be like, what?
I don't know what.
What's going, what is this? You wouldn't know if you're coming or going.
I think I just, the worst thing is, right, is if there's no reaction, and I feel like, I don't know if I'd know what to have as a respectful reaction. I'd have to let someone lead, but I don't want to be the first person.
Silence.
Yeah. People were crying, saying what a wonderful person she was. Then our son got up and said she had a great sense of humor, as you're about to find out. The music came up and we had to walk up to the coffin. There were two of us on either side of it and we did the routine. Sean, the routine involves pumping. So either they were pumping their groins towards the audience or they were pumping the coffin, bruv. you had to pump, and someone's getting the tail end of the coffin, so they're pumping into a coffin when it's stop. Oh, this is wild, bro.
What is what? I would have, if I were them, I would have filmed the audience, because to watch it back after would have been priceless. There would have been people they wouldn't have known where to look. Do I look? I can't stop looking.
Scientists could be studying this video for years, saying this is what happens when you get two people, you get two different sides of the emotional part of the brain touching that shouldn't. Pure pain and loss. And
this, the deceased was probably up there laughing arse off, bro.
Yeah, look at these motherfuckers.
Look at Jim, look how uncomfortable he is.
Yeah. Look at Dave, look at he's secretly loving it now, isn't he? Look at him. People were just looking at us gobsmacked. We finished the routine and there was a clap, 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 and we walked out. He didn't say round of applause. He didn't say round of applause, Sean. It
was a slow clap that didn't go anywhere. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, can you imagine, like, remember, Sean, they've stripped, so all their clothes are on the floor. They have to in silence just pick up their clothes. Oh, thank you, that's it. Oh, Dave, by the way, that's my fireman's hat there, thank you very much. So they all had to pick their stuff up and walk out. You can imagine, like, as they're walking away, if like one of their belts drops, it clangs on the floor or whatever, picks it up. We don't even know where this is being done. This can't be done in a church, this, but like that would be what. Catholic funeral, bruv. No chance. Normally when we finish a show, we're buzzing and chatting about it, but we all just sat there in silence on the motorway driving home, traumatized.
You know, no one's being like that. So.
Yeah. And they're on the way home.
Anyone hung?
Anyone peckish? No. Cool. We'll just put on the radio. And welcome to Classic Hits. This one's from Monty Python. I'm sure you can remember it. This is Hot Stuff. Turn the radio off. Bruv, do we want some hot stuff for dinner? Or something cold? Oh man, it's horrible. Right, sorry, Sean, I'll get through this. Mike revealed he didn't pique the interest of any lusty female fans. Surprise, surprise, on that occasion. Sinister Underworld Group. But he did get Sinister Underworld Groups involved. In 96, his group were unwittingly booked to perform for prostitutes who worked for the Russian mafia. What?
Why? I've got questions.
So many questions. I can give you a bit more. He said, we didn't know. We just got a gig off an agent in this country. We turned up in St. Petersburg and we're doing the Friday and Saturday night and it was ladies' weekend. The first night we were backstage and we were spying through the curtain, all these women were coming in dressed in 1950 Audrey Hepburn style garms, ball gowns. We did the show. It was a little bit weird, but all right. But it turns out all the girls worked for the mafia. They were ladies of the night and we were there as a treat. A treat for whom? When we came back, we told the agent off for letting us work for the mafia without us knowing. Okay.
Do you know what? I wouldn't have foreseen that the Russian mafia would be like, let's treat our girls and get the dream boys to come over and entertain them.
We're doing it for the girls. You know what the girls would like? They'd love... The working girls who work in this profession, so we're here only because they're paid. Do you know what they love? They'd love some. It's definitely not for me.
Yeah,
it's definitely not for me.
Vitaly, put it away. Yeah. Anyway.
Look. We got to be better than the last gig. Apparently, they just did a fucking funeral, mate. So you know what? They're gonna love this. Yeah, that is wild. Sometimes,
96. Okay.
Sometimes my wife, happily married Mike. Said he'd racked up hundreds of pounds of in tips with his true pay by getting his wife to start the bidding process at shows. So, you know, sometimes they do like a who wants him to get his kit off first. So she's an industry plant, fraud. First thing I don't like about this guy now. Yeah, cheating. We don't like that.
We don't.
He went on, sometimes my wife would turn up at a gig and I'd say, all right, when I'm doing this part of the show, put your hand in the air with £5. Think starting big. She'd do that and we'd all jump on her and do loads of stuff and then they'd all have their fivers up in the air. We'd all jump on my wife.
Mike's wife.
Now ex-wife. She was like a shield bidder in an auction at a market where the first bid gets other people bidding. Anyway, besides his career in stripping, he's also incredibly managed to make 70 grand by going on dozens of TV shows from The Weakest Link to Bullseye. And he's currently working on a tell-all memoir about, I know he had a fucking book, tell-all memoir about his life as a male stripper. I don't care. Fucking fantastic. I don't know if I'll buy the book, but mate, I'm sorry, Sean, that was a bit of a long story, but wowee.
Kudos to Mike.
Shout out to Mike, man.
And his stripping days are not over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't like the Shield auction stuff. I mean, you know, that's
the first thing that felt unsavory in all this. Maybe, but you got to think about this. Maybe his wife was the one who was like, do you know what we should do? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a fiver in the air and all of you lot jump on me.
Yeah.
And Mike was like, oh, that's from a business perspective. She was like, yeah, from a business perspective. Yeah. Sounds great.
And let's be honest, I've never heard of anyone getting jumped on by multiple strippers and doing all sorts of stuff then for a fiver. So not only is she having a great time, bargain basement prices, bro.
Yo,
multiple brothers selling doing stuff to you almost. For a fiver. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I mean, give them a tenner, mate, because breaking a fiver between all of them lot. Let's say there's five of them. That's a quid each to do a madness. So yeah, I think I'm going to leave it with that one story this week, Sean, because I've done enough, bruv. I've done enough. Have you got anything to bring to the table? Story
I did, but I felt like that one, we went deep on that one, man.
Oh, don't do that to yourself, Sean. I mean, I've got a short one if you want. I've got a short one I can give to you. If you haven't got anything, if you've got something to bring to the table.
Oh, go on then. All right. Let's.
Okay, Sean. I'll save the other ones for next episode. Because I can't wait to see the next episode, because I know it's a headline that I think you just fucking enjoy.
All right. This is the headline on this one. Excuse me. You forgot your bollard. The weirdest things left on public transport.
Oh, come on.
Wallets, phone, keys, cooked frogs, false eyes, a Dalek costume. I'm guessing that's a Star Wars thing.
A Dalek. Doctor Who.
A Doctor Who.
Fuck, you know how to get the people angry in the comments, Sean, innit?
Sorry. After I said it.
Yeah, it's like Darth Vader in Star Trek, innit?
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite. I'm not too much into the sci-fi stuff, as you can
really
probably tell.
Man called it a dialect, you know. Right.
So they get about 200,000 missing items per year.
Is this TFL?
This is TFL.
Cool.
And they've got some pictures here of their lost property. Rav, this storeroom is large and it is wild.
I almost would like to work for TFL
just to see this room.
Right? What a cool room to go in with, like, your kid. If you bring your kid to work there, do you want to see the Room of Madness? Actually, wait, let me wait until you tell me what's in there before I say.
Says, the staff showing me around had a spring in their step to tell me about the painstaking amount of work that goes into logging and sorting up to 1,000 new items per day. There's a real surprise factor. Every day is different, says Diana Quay. I would say Quay because it's spelled like key. But with E. The lost property officer's manager. The other day we had a bollard coming from the tube. I was questioning that, but we've been assured that it was definitely from the tube. They've got a picture of a fox, a stuffed fox who's on like a board and he's got a crown on.
So like a proper bit of taxidermy, a stuffed fox?
Yeah.
Hurrah.
And there is a prosthetic leg with a trainer on it. How do you forget that? And go, you get so far and you go, oh, shit, I can't wait. Right.
So I'm going to presume, I don't have any prosthetic limbs, but I've got to presume this, yeah? You have to be very proficient in having a limb. You've had to have had a limb for so long that you can walk without it. Tremendously drunk. You have to be tremendously drunk to forget your prosthetic leg, but still have the skills to be like, yeah, fuck it.
But
you just hop in home and you're like, oh, fuck.
Like ghost pains.
Yeah.
You heard about the ghost pains, yeah, right? Imagine you were just walking and even though you weren't using that, you just thought and it was somehow just working.
In an Acme universe. But so they just keep walking and then when they get home, they look down and they just fall over. Like when they run off the side of a cliff.
Wait, that's what I'm getting to, isn't it? And they're just like, they carry on walking. And they go,
But it wasn't a long journey home because he just painted his front door on a wall somewhere and stepped through it. Is that what it is?
Hey, have you read this?
Oh, man.
Bro, you know the maddest thing? Yeah? They've also found bags containing significant sums of cash, like 15 Gs of cash.
Yeah.
Racks of cash. And they're like, people don't come and, because they're like, oh, no one's going to hand that in.
Yeah, dodgy. Well, no one's going to come and claim it because dodgy cash. You know that was 50 bags before the 15 went in, though, innit? Yeah, there's 50. Come on, man. Comes in. Bro, have you bought a bit of timber? Oh, yeah, I feel a bit sick and soul. I need to go home early. By the way, I found 10 grand. Bye. This is last day.
Can I just ask, did you say 50 or 15? 15? I'm just going to go and check.
Yeah.
Give us a minute.
Runs.
They've got a breakdown of the weirdest lost properties.
Cool. Wicked. Just before then, Sean, the prosthetic leg. Definitely you call up for that. because they're made for your specific body type.
I would just, unless you're just so embarrassed. Oh, fuck. So embarrassed, I can't even go back.
Are you just not bothered? You've got so many legs that you just
lots of legs.
Yeah. So, because, and if it was me, I'd just think, so it's for me, innit? It's for my weight, my size, my friggin'.
It's my leg, bro.
Yeah, it's my leg. It's so hard to, just nick one and run around with one, is it, I presume. Anyway, I don't know. That's wild, bruv. Just you'd expect there to at least be a call. Anyway, drunk.
We do have a good list here of weirdest lost property.
Is it a list of 10? Could we do a countdown? Is it more than
10? It's about 10.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
A box of cooked frogs, not just legs, full frogs. Slightly strange.
Mm.
Dried snakes.
Sorry?
Dried snakes.
Okay.
A tray of different coloured false eyes.
Okay.
A glass jar filled with bats. You know what, if you leave
so much taxidermy stuff.
If you leave your glass jar of bats,
yeah,
you probably go, no, oh, I probably don't want to go pick it up. I'm going to get some funny looks in it.
But at the same time, if I drop a tenner, no one's going to hand that in. A glass jar of bats, that's staying on the circle line until someone from TFL picks it up. That's what I'm thinking. Lots of taxidermy kind of stuff here. Eyes, glass eyes,
fox.
Bats, fox, snakes, frogs. That's someone's lunch, that, innit? Shout out to the Harry Potter
group. A pufferfish.
A what?
A pufferfish.
Oh, bless. Someone's probably forgotten it on the way home. So excited.
How would you forget your pufferfish? What? A wedding dress?
Well, that could have been... That could have been
damn it. Bye.
Well, that could have been how are you going to let him know that the marriage is over? I put the wedding dress on the circle line and waited for him to get on the train. He takes the Bakerloo line. Oh, shit. Damn.
That's a tough way to find out. Yeah. Or a tough way to lose five racks, because wedding dresses on the whole are not cheap.
Not cheap at all, bruv. Not cheap. For something you wear once as well.
Mm.
Wild.
Not about this.
Yeah.
A Dalek, bruv. Is my dialect correct? Dalek. See, bruv, it's spelt Dalek, yeah, but okay. I do remember it being called Dalek.
It's a Dalek. Dalek. Yeah.
It should be an R in it somewhere. A Dalek costume.
Yeah. I'll let you take that with the Doctor Who community.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. A parachute.
Okay. Unfolded? I just want to know, is it folded or unfolded? Because if it's unfolded, it's definitely some Tom Cruise little mission that went on. We don't know what happened. He's jumped onto a plane. It's been a crescendo of a Tom Cruise film. It's happened in real life.
He could have still been there, but you probably didn't see him. Sorry. Oh, there we go. A taxidermied fox with a crown. So it's extra fancy.
Oh, yeah.
A prosthetic leg, which was two of the ones of the pictures I saw. A new 50-inch TV. How do you forget that on the train, bro?
A new 50-inch TV?
Brand new 50-inch TV. How do you forget it?
Respect. I don't know. And respect for whoever handed it in.
Wait.
I'm taking it, bro.
Bro, you see it and you're like, right, let me pick this guy up and take it to the lost, bro. If you've done that much, you probably deserve to have it.
Fair. I don't have the answer to how you leave it. I think it's got to be a drunk person. It's probably someone got a bit drunk, I had a 50s TV. Bought the 50s TV, got on the train, fell asleep, almost missed their stop, ran away. That's it, 100%.
I reckon they bought a 50-inch TV and two double cheeseburgers. And the two double cheeseburgers at that point are winning, innit? All your attention on them two double cheeseburgers.
That's after several beers, Sean. It's got to be. Several beers, double cheeseburgers, they've lipsed it and they've gotten into that food, that muck coma. Mm. Yeah, they've gone into the muck coma, almost missed their stop and run away. Because we got a friend of ours who's got on a bus and gone all the way to the other end of the line, got on the bus again and went all the way back to the other end of the line, and then got on the bus again and finally got home. Almost missed their stop.
Almost.
It's possible. Also, thinking about drunk people, I'm thinking of another contingency of drunk people, drunk students. They steal anything. They could have stolen the leg. They could have stolen the bats. They could have stolen the tray of eyes and just left them on the train. That's the sort of thing. Traffic cones and students are like fucking magnets.
Catnip.
Yeah. Like catnip. But yeah. That's a wild selection of things left on the tube.
That's a wild list. And they've also got items most frequently left behind. Not as fun, but... And this is...
Do you mind doing it for the social? The items most...
Yeah. Items most frequently left behind in 2021. I don't know why they didn't give us 2022 or 2023, but...
security, maybe? I don't know. Maybe it's a couple of years before they can announce it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Cash.
Number one, 40,015 books, documents, and cards. 34,593 bags. 24,429 items of clothing. 10,653 pairs of glasses. And 9,234 keys. A lot of people... Oh, you saw why locksmiths they're doing all right.
They do it. That's why there's locksmiths at stations.
Mm.
Oh,
bro,
I've always wondered. Like, okay, I get it, but interesting. Also, no mention of cash in that most lost items. No coins.
There seems to be something scribbled,
scratched out. Scratched out. It looks like 100, but they've written 15 underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I reckon loads of loose change is dropping all over the tube, but that just gets nicked all the time. Also, what are they doing? Like, do they have to keep it, or can they get rid of it? Because if you sold all of that stuff at bargain prices, they could have a little Christmas party. That could fund the TFL Christmas party. I'd be happy with that. All the money goes to charity.
So it says it every day may be different, but no mistake, it looks tedious. Every single item, whether it's an iPhone or a filthy scarf, has to go through a rigorous process. They get sorted into a dozen different categories, from clothing, handbags and jewellery, to keys, personal documents, phones and electronics, plus general items, you know, your dried snakes, full size and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Each item then gets logged in a database, aptly called Not Lost, with a unique reference number. Staff will input as much detail as possible at each item.
Okay.
This alone could take a full day to complete if it comes during a particularly busy day in the public transport.
All right, mate. I know you're trying to justify your job because they're trying to get you back on the train lines. You want to stay in the office. I get it, bruv. I get it.
Bruv. I'm going to let you guess.
Yeah.
As a percentage, what percentage of people get reunited with their lost goods?
I'm going to say it's really high or low. I'm going to err on higher, 65%.
You live in a utopian universe, my son. 8%. 8%. And all the rest of the cash just disappears.
Yeah, 8%. So I think we should march down to the office, me and you, every other month, and just say we lost some cash in a bag.
Yeah, or make some stuff up.
Cash in a bag, bro.
I left my dried rattlesnake who's got a crown. Oh, you did find it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I've left my tray of balls, eyeballs, that green, no, blue. Multiple coloured, yeah, I left multiple coloured eyeballs, thank you very much, girl. I mean, you could just march up there and say, yeah, I left a blue plastic bag with 10 grand cash in it, 5 grand cash in it. No, if it's over 10 grand, police need to know.
But you know what it is? You got to be smart.
Okay, go on.
Let's say there's 20 racks inside that bag.
Right.
If you go there and go, I found I lost the bag and it had 10 grand, they'll go, yeah, we've got that. And I will go... and be like, 1, 2, 10. Yep, there you go. So definitely 10. Man. You sure there wasn't 8? There was 10. Okay, no worries.
I want to go and see this place, Sean. Would you be up for going to see it?
It looks mad. It looks.
Can I see a quick picture of it on your phone? We'll put it on the socials. We'll put it on the clip as well.
If you scroll up.
Oh, right. So it looks kind of like an evidence room.
It looks like an evidence.
From a film. And shout out to that. I love the way that they stood the false leg and you can't see if it's connected to anyone or not as well.
Oh, he's got some fresh crepes on it as well.
The crepe is looking good.
I was trying to figure out what crepes they were. They're like New Balance or something.
I think it's a cheap trainer, but very fresh and brand new, hardly used. So that's not a regularly used leg. The fox with the crown looks swaggy. Oh, we need to put these pictures up. There's loads of toys as well. I've got to be honest.
This is understandable.
Shout out to you, Diane. You've got a cushy job. It can be busy. But what fun. Do you know what, Sean? In another universe, that would be the kind of job I'd love to do. Imagine at parties, what do you do for a living? I collect lost property for TFL. I mean, it's not a room shaker.
No, every day will be
everyone would have questions.
It will be like living in Antiques Roadshow or something like that.
Yeah.
Or man. Like Storage Wars.
Yeah. Yes. And you must get such an insight into the human condition, like just by seeing what's lost at different times of year. Like they must find loads of like bouquets of roses and stuff like that. Or like, you know, like... things proclaiming love to someone that have just been like dashed to the side, innit? Because people don't fancy them or whatever like that at like Valentine's Day.
Harsh.
It's quite emotional.
Yeah, man. That's a good turn.
But I flipping love that, Sean. That's fantastic. What a lovely story. I really, I want to go see Diane now. I want to go have a cup of tea with her.
Should we see if they'll allow us to come and have a mosey around?
100% would love to.
What would be our excuse?
We'll do it for a podcast, innit? Maybe talk about a podcast. Film it, put it on YouTube. Get me? Go in to see the lost property. And I know they probably wouldn't be able to show us everything, but it'd be good to like see a little bit about how it works. Diane looks lovely. She's got a lovely smile. I think if we came there, she'd greet us with tea and biscuits. Looks like a tea and biscuits.
Are you?
Yeah.
Rich teas.
Rich tea biscuits. And I think if you asked for like two sugars, she'd put two and a half in. Just so it's that little bit sweeter. She looks like that, innit? She's got that kind of look, innit?
She does.
I mean, she's obviously really busy. She made a really big point to say that she's extremely busy at all times.
Bro, this she doesn't stop.
Yeah, yeah.
We will have to try and figure out the least busy day. TFL.
Yeah, that's it. There we go. But she has to show us the cash area as well, I think. She should definitely show us so we can help count.
You're like, oh, this is interesting. On this label for this bag, there seems to be multiple different amounts. They seem to be crossed out.
All of a sudden, the tea comes with no sugar in it. The next tea we get is stone cold. Somehow the biscuits are soggy. Biscuits are soggy and the tea's cold. Time to leave.
Do you want some sugar? Arsenic? What? Sorry. Yeah.
Do you want to fuck off? Anyway, look, Sean, that was amazing, man. We're killing the hour. Thanks for joining us. It's good to see you back in person, brother.
Likewise, bro. I'm glad you're feeling better, man.
I'm back.
You are, indeed.
I'm back, man. I'm feeling good, man. Make sure you find us at How to Kill an Hour on all social medias. Shout out to those. There's a couple of messages here on Facebook and stuff like that saying loving the podcast, all that kind of stuff. We are working on a mailing list of sorts where we can share more jokes with you and share our articles from the show as well.
Please do send your jokes and or funny stories in.
Yes.
And we will shout you out.
Jokes at howtokillanhour.com. Send them over to us. I'm at Marcus Bronzy on all social media as well. Where can we find you, Sean?
Not on social media.
Boy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.